This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy podcast. I'm Chris, members admin volunteer for 20 years. We need your support to continue providing this podcast service. Please become a member or make a donation at joy.org.au.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
To talk about Radiothon and how we're travelling, we've got Joy's own CEO, Tennille Moiselle. Good morning, Tennille.
Good morning. How are you going?
Excellent, thank you. We've had a great morning, great conversation.
We've still got memberships coming through. You've still got donations coming through.
Well, we haven't had a donation yet. Well. We haven't had a donation yet this morning, right. But we've had three memberships.
That's fantastic.
So how's the Radiothon going? What have we achieved so far?
Well, we've achieved a heap, actually. So we've last night I was with the night teams last night. So Lose Control and Robbie were on until 11 last night, and at about 10:30, we clicked over to $75,000.
$75,000.
Woohoo! Which is amazing, yeah, $75,000.
That's pretty good. How does that compare to this time last year?
So it's a little bit difficult to compare because we had Hour of Power as part of the on-air week last year. So if we take out the Hour of Power, we're probably a little bit ahead of last year, which is fantastic. But as you know, we've moved Hour of Power to the last week of June, and we've got Gary and Jeffrey coming in.
So Gary Singer and his partner, Jeffrey Smith.
Jeffrey Smith, that's right, yeah. So they'll be coming in for Drive, which we haven't done before with Hour of Power.
And that's with Anna and Dean?
Yeah, because Anna and Dean are back. They've given up the breakfast shift and they've come back and they're doing Monday Drive. So Gary and Jeffrey love getting to come on the radio and do Hour of Power with those two. So we're excited to be able to try Drive, and maybe that'll be easier for some people because it won't be so early in the morning.
No, that's great. So we've got Gary and Jeffrey on Murphy's Law, and that's on
the
25th of June. There we go. Is that a Friday?
And it'll be... It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
5:30 to 6:30 on the 25th of June. So we will be sending out reminders to all of our members. And if you donated last year, you'll get a reminder for that as well. But if you've never donated to Joy, put that in your diary. We'll obviously have lots of reminders on air, but put it in your diary because it's an amazing hour to hear all of the donations coming through. When Gary and Jeffrey just absolutely love... with a little bit of terror, I think, as well. Love actually.
Well, they have to part with a big fat check, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And it could be really fat if someone decided to do a huge donation.
Yeah, no, last year, after the first 20 minutes, I think, because we had some very large donations early on last year, and I went in to the studio to give them an update, and they kind of looked a little bit white for a moment. And I said, oh, gosh, this could be quite large, couldn't it? But they were amazing.
Well, I think last year there was $66,000 raised in that Hour of Power.
Yes. So then they gave me a little check after that for $66,000. Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. Amazing.
Yeah,
Tennille, do you find that the Hour of Power prohibits people from donating at other times? Or are our listeners just generally very generous?
I think we've got a mixture. So, I mean, we've already had about 25,000 of that 75,000 have been donations. So we've already been receiving donations. And what's really common is when people are buying their membership, they'll then sort of balance up to, say, $100. So like a full membership at $84, we're getting a lot of donations of $16 and that sort of thing. So, which has been amazing. It's really, really fantastic. But then what will happen with the Hour of Power is that will sort of split, and we'll have our patrons wait until that hour as well. They like to see other patrons having to pay more. So,
Tennille, I should just let you know that the treasurer has just walked into the studio.
He's listening listening
intently and counting the coins as we speak.
and that's at the same time as weeping about last night's loss to his amazing Tiger team.
I did get a message from him very late last night saying he won't be attending the football this evening, so maybe.
I wonder what he's doing tonight instead. He hasn't spoken to me about that.
Oh, he told me he had something on. Interesting. What's going on there?
Don't have to ask
But back
him.
To Radiothon.
Yes, back to Radiothon.
We're distracted.
You will still hear the messages right through to the end of June. The last week we'll be really focusing, obviously, on the Hour of Power. But for the next couple of weeks, we'll be contacting lapsed members and inviting them to come back and join us, particularly given it's our 25th anniversary year. And obviously, you can keep signing up for the prize. For the membership prize is still open, so we won't be closing that until the 30th of June. So there's still lots and lots of opportunity to join up or to renew your membership or to donate and keep Joy out loud and proud for another 25 years.
And the very lovely Benjamin from Beaconsfield Upper. Not just Beaconsfield, but Beaconsfield Upper has just made a $50 donation and sent us a message saying, love your work.
Oh, perfect.
Benjamin, we love you. We love you.
I actually got a list of all of the comments that people have been leaving for us, and I was going through those the other day, and there are some amazing comments that we've been receiving from people who have been supporters of Joy for years and years, but also people writing in saying that they've been listening to Joy for a long time, but this is the first time that they've decided to take out a membership or make a donation. And the words that they're sending through are just so lovely, that the work that you guys do as presenters on Joy really resonates with listeners out there. So I love reading those messages and reminding myself even of the fact that there are just so many people out there who really love and need to have Joy in their lives. So it's so exciting.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic news. And the truth is that if we don't resonate with our listeners, well, then we really shouldn't be here. You'd probably want to recycle us, wouldn't you? Careful what you say.
I think if the content we're creating doesn't hit with our audience, then we have to look at different ways to engage. But I think that the thing I'm probably most proud of at Joy is the fact that we have such a diverse collection of voices and such a diverse collection of types of information and stories that we're sharing, that there really is something for everybody on Joy. And with the podcast service as well, you don't have to tune in at a particular time. I think I'm very proud of that. And there's always opportunity for that to keep growing as our community keeps growing.
And Tennille, tell us about the prize that goes with this year's Radiothon, and when will you announce that?
Yeah, so the prize will be announced the Wednesday after the 30th of June. So what's that make it? About the 3rd of July. And the prize this year is return flights with Virgin, premium economy for two people through to LA, Los Angeles. And it'll include 7 nights accommodation as well. So we're really, really proud of our relationship and partnership with Virgin Australia, and we've been able to put that prize together. So it's a great prize, and a lot of people are getting really excited about it. I mean, who doesn't want a trip to America?
Of course, of course. And of course, anybody who signs up or renews their membership between now and the end of June will be eligible to enter the draw. And
except Tass, of course.
Well, of course.
And the treasurer.
Of course, of course. And I did hear a little rumour. I did hear a little rumour that a certain presenter might try to find a way to upgrade those flights.
I have heard that little rumour as well, and he's a pretty determined person.
Yeah, you know what he's like.
That's being upgraded to fancy seats, even fancier than premium economy.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, most of us have just never even dreamt of that.
Yeah, there you go. Tennille, thank you very much for your time this morning. I hope we didn't actually distract you from your Wheaties or your coffee or whatever it is that you're doing on a Saturday morning.
No. just getting ready to go to the Pride game tonight up at Etihad with the Swans and Saints game. So yeah, we'll be obviously broadcasting from there. So, yeah, we're getting ready to come up for that in a few hours.
There you go. Well, we've actually got the Chicks Talking Footy coming in to talk all about the Pride game.
They'll be very excited.
Yeah,
they're very
good on you.
Excited.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.